This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Board of Education is working on updating standards for social studies, while some state lawmakers say the board is trying to thwart the law. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Caucuses representing 45 lawmakers sent a letter to the board to restore dozens of references to African Americans, Latinos, LGBTQ people, and others that were stripped from the latest revision. A 2019 law requires the contributions and experiences of minority groups be included in the standards. State Board member Steve Durham worries the standards will be too complex.
By dealing with the volume of things we are dealing with here, we really are not accomplishing the objective of teaching essential elements in American history.
The State Board hopes to finalize the update by the end of the year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's utility regulators say they approve of Xcel Energy's plan to close its newest coal-burning generator by 2031. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports that nearly 40 years earlier than its expected shelf life.
Xcel Energy had planned to close the plant in Pueblo by 2035. But the Colorado Public Utilities Commission asked the company to reconsider after models showed it would be cheaper and better for the environment to close it even earlier. On Friday, they voted on an updated proposal to close it by 2031. Commissioner Megan Gilman says it's a logical decision.
I understand people still have opinions about it, and we could probably fight down to the day, but I think really important progress has been made here.
Once a written decision is approved, it would officially give Xcel a deadline for how much longer it can burn coal in Colorado. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
People who believe they have been falsely convicted of a crime can now apply to have their case reviewed through a new unit at the Denver District Attorney's Office. The Conviction Review Unit will work with defense counsels to investigate an applicant's claims. Clemency applications from the governor's office and requests for review of long sentences will also be accepted. Family members can apply on behalf of someone who is incarcerated. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.